AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A Christmas Day wish from Pope Francis.
Brothers and sisters, let us pray for peace in Palestine and Israel.
There was more bloodshed in the war today. More than 100 people killed in an Israeli airstrike. Julie Walker has details.
Israeli troops launch rockets at central Gaza, including the Al-Maghazi refugee camp. Associated Press journalists were outside a hospital as Palestinians cry and yell while carrying the dead, including a baby. Early hospital figures list 7 dead children. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said last week the war would continue until Hamas is eliminated. Meanwhile, Egypt is proposing an end to the war with a ceasefire, a phased hostage release, and the creation of a Palestinian government of experts which would administer the Gaza Strip and occupied West Bank, according to a senior Egyptian official and a European diplomat. I'm Julie Walker.
That proposal got a cool reception from the combatants, Netanyahu telling members of his Likud party the war is not close to finished, Hamas saying it will not negotiate without an end to the aggression. Ukraine celebrated Christmas today, the first time it's done so on December 25th, distancing itself from Russia, which will celebrate on January 7th. President Volodymyr Zelensky hailed the shooting down of two Russian fighter jets on Christmas Eve, saying it sets the right mood for the year ahead. Russia claimed to have taken the strategic but deserted town of Marinka, west of the city of Donetsk. Holiday travel has been mostly okay, but Mike Kempen reports one airline has had issues.
Southwest again has been experiencing hiccups. Just 2% of the airline's flights were canceled Monday, but 12% were delayed, according to the tracking website FlightAware. That's more than 500 Southwest flights that have been impacted on Christmas Day.
This is AP News. NFL Christmas. The Raiders kept the Chiefs from clinching their 8th straight AFC West title. Dave Ferry has the story.
Turnovers contributed to the Chiefs' 2014 loss to the Raiders. Vegas quarterback Aiden O'Connell threw for just 62 yards and didn't complete a pass after the first quarter.
Obviously can't say enough about our defense, about our offensive line, about our running backs. I mean, just even the receivers blocking down the field. It was a team win. Those guys carried me, so it was awesome to be a part of.
The game turned in the Raiders' favor during a 7-second stretch late in the second quarter as Bilal Nichols returned a fumble 8 yards for a score and Jack Jones went 33 yards for a TD on a Patrick Mahomes interception. Mahomes had several passes dropped while throwing for 235 yards and a TD. I'm Dave Ferry.
The NBA has a 5-game Christmas slate. The Knicks downed the Bucks 129-122 to start, and the Nuggets edged the Warriors 120-114. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.